This is John Finnemore's souvenir programme.
Oh, now, Hugh, I particularly wanted you to meet Eddie. You're both beekeepers.
Oh, really? You keep bees too? Don't forget to meet a fellow beekeeper. Well, outside of beekeeping conventions, obviously.
Well, actually, I...
Yes, Eddie was telling me all about his bees the other day. Absolutely fascinating.
Well,
huh. Ah, so, where do you keep your bees?
Me? My bees? Mm. I just keep them in the normal sort of bee boxes that they have. No, that we have. Those, you know, the ones Winnie the Pooh was always messing about with. The name's gone out of my head.
Hives.
Hives, yes, hives, of course, hives. I keep my bees in a hive, a beehive. Yeah, of course, that's why they're called, yeah. So where do you keep yours? Also a hive?
Yes.
Very wise. It's the right tool for the job, isn't it? If you've got bees, keep them in a hive. That's what they're for.
Hmm. But I meant more, where in the country do you keep them?
Oh, right. Well, all over, really.
Really?
Yeah. Because obviously they fly about. Bees, you know, such is the nature of the bee. So I just, I follow them. That's what I do. I put the beehive in the back of my bee van. And I drive about following them, and when they stop, wherever they stop, I get out the hive for them, and I wait until they roost.
I see. Well, that's very unusual. So what about the queen?
Queen? The queen bee is what you mean there. Yes, no, well, the queen. Obviously, being the queen, she's front and centre. She leads the whole pack.
Swarm.
Or swarm, yeah. Swarm or pack, I use both terms. Swarm, we'll go with swarm. Yeah, she leads the whole swarm into battle. Very much hands-on leadership style. The queen hands. Pause. No, not pause. I suppose just feet.
That's very unusual indeed.
It is. But these are no ordinary bees, and I am... She definitely can't hear us now, can she? I am, you might not be entirely amazed to learn, not a beekeeper!
I did wonder.
Well, I'm sorry, I was about to say, and then she made such a big deal about how fascinating I've been about my bees, I couldn't really say anything.
Oh, I see, I'm sorry, I really should have been a bit quicker on the uptake.
Oh, no, it's fine, no problem, no, I'm done.
So what do you actually do then if you're not a beekeeper?
I'm a beefeater.
Then you can completely understand her mistake.
Well, up to a point, but then we are both wearing fairly distinctive outfits.
Brother Anselm.
Reverend Father.
So, how progresses the manuscript?
Not tolerably well, Father, I hope. I finished the woodland creatures at the base of the letter, and the angelic choir are all done but for the robes, for which I await a further supply of lapis lazuli.
I see. Certainly the effect is beautiful.
You are too kind.
And how long have you laboured at the work so far?
3 months tomorrow.
Ooh, I see. And would you kindly read me back what you have so far?
By all means. I... Yes. Well, strictly speaking, of course, it's actually half of the word in, so... Eh.
Why? I see. I don't wish to offend you, Anselm, but is there any chance you could go a little faster?
Faster? I don't see how, no. The next letter's N, that's 3 times as big as I. I was going to give it the rest of the year.
Oh, I see. Only, you do have the whole of the rest of the Bible to go.
Exactly, the holy word of God. Mm. You wouldn't want me to rush it, would you?
Well, perhaps a little bit, yes, because... because, you see, there are 3.5 million letters in the Bible, and you are 78.
Oh, what do you want me to do, then?
Well, could you perhaps just do the rest of the letters normal?
Normal?
Yes, I mean, still neat and everything, but normal neat, without any squirrels.
You start all over again.
No. You can keep the I as you have it. So one massive gold letter I, all surrounded by angels and squirrels, and then the rest normal. Won't that look really stupid? Yes, but remember, no one's ever seen a book before. We'll just tell them this is how they come.
Fine, you're the abbot.
I tell you what, if you finish the Old Testament within a year, you can do another big letter to kick off the New Testament.
Can I? What's the first letter of that?
T.
T. I'm going to cover it in owls.
Thank you for downloading an American podcast. Support for this podcast, like all American podcasts, comes, by the sound of it, from a little cartoon frog. And the frog is at the bottom of a very deep well, and he's very tired. But he's cheerful, and he has a whole range of baffling services to describe. Using simple drag-and-drop tools to lock in your base rate to your realtor's healthcare provider. To get started, go to froginawell.com/America. Frog in a well, making the amphibian, fibian.
Okay, question four. How many days after Midsummer is Independence Day?
Oh, okay. So Independence Day is the 4th of July.
Yeah, and Midsummer's 24th of June.
Oh, I could be right, rings a bell.
Okay, so it's 4 plus how many days in June?
Well, hang on. 30 days, half September, April, June and November.
Great, so 30 minus 20...
No, hang on, there's more.
What?
All the rest have 31, except
right,
excepting February alone, and that has 28
yeah,
days.
Yeah, we know
clear.
How many.
Let the mnemonic finish, and 29 in each leap year. Yeah, it's 30 days, isn't it?
Yeah, we knew that from the first line.
Well, you didn't, because there's all the footnotes at the end. You've got to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, but they don't say anything about June.
Well, no, as it turns out, they don't, but we didn't know that until we heard them.
Question five. What is the capital of Switzerland?
Oh, I can never remember this. It's Zurich.
Hang on. In Slovakia, the capital, of course, is Bratislava. Dublin is in Ireland, or Era, if you'd rather. Lisbon is in Portugal.
But Madrid. Philip,
yep.
Have you got a mnemonic for the capitals of the world?
No. Just Europe. Lisbon is in Portugal. Madrid's next door in Spain.
Yeah, can you do it under your breath?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Brussels. Ukraine.
Right, so, Zurich.
Yeah. I don't know now. It could be Geneva.
Bucharest, Romania.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know. Zurich sounded right, too.
Helsinki.
Oh, hello, Philip. Did you get it?
No, that's just the end of a verse. Sorry. Hang on. There's Skopje, Macedonia, there's Tallinn in Estonia.
Let's just put Zurich's, what you said first. Always go with your first answer.
Oh, okay, got it. The capital of Switzerland's a tricky one to learn. Is it Zurich or Geneva? Well, no, actually, it's Bern.
Bern! Yes, that's right.
Well done, Philip.
Right, so, B-E...
Just pencil it in for now. Got another four verses to go.
Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, hello, yes.
Can you tell me how to get to the railway station?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so you carry on down this road.
Hello, John.
Go away. And then you will
take... It's the voice in your head.
Yeah. I know who you are. Go away. I'm busy. Yes, you take the
Do you need any help?
No. Take the
Oh, okay. Just thought you might like some help with this exam.
Not an exam.
This spot test, then, which you weren't warned about and haven't revised for.
I'm fine. I know the way to the station.
Do you?
Of course I do. I've lived here 5 years.
Oh, good. Well, so long as you do.
Sorry, do you know...
Oh, sorry. I said, yeah, just thinking it out. It's pretty simple. You just carry on to the junction, then you take the first right.
Isn't it left?
No, right.
Or left. Left sounds plausible too.
Shush. Yes, first right and then second left.
You said right just
now. Yes, first right and then second left.
Or left, second, and then first right.
No.
I'm just saying you'd better get it right.
It's first right.
Because what if you get it wrong?
Then it's second left.
What if she wanders, lost and alone for 1,000 years?
You keep on going.
And it's all your fault.
You keep on.
What if her descendants swear to be revenged on you?
I'm so sorry. I do know this. My mind's gone completely blank.
Not blank, John, just awestruck by the terrible responsibility.
Let me just look at the map on my phone.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, look, it's fine. I'll ask someone else.
No, really, it's fine.
What's the map icon look like, John? Is it blue?
No, it's the one with...
Is it green? Or maybe it's just a letter? No, M?
I know it's...
G? W?
Oh, it's, no, it's...
X?
I'm so sorry.
Really, it's fine. I'll ask that woman.
Yes, no, okay. Sorry.
First right, second left, keep on to the end of the road opposite the chip shop.
I hate you.
Oh, no, it's all right, though. Look, that woman knows. She's telling her.
Yes.
That's good, isn't it? Still, you'd probably better wait here for a few minutes now, hadn't you?
Yes.
Since you're going to the station, too.
Support for John Finnemore's souvenir program comes from Squid Swap. Tired of looking at the same squid every day? No problem. Squid Swap is the new hassle-free platform for exchanging squids safely, securely, and above all, Saturday. Simply text us the name and serial number of your squid, and in minutes, we'll enter it into our database of over 11 other squids. Match it up and send you a new squid with either the same number of tentacles or a different number. Try our free 100-year trial, and if you don't like it, no problem. We'll just put all our squid in your bathroom and see what you do then. It couldn't be simpler, and it isn't. Squid Swap, because apparently that's something Americans need.
Good evening, and welcome to the interview sketch. My name is Patsy Straightwoman. I'm often asked if Patsy is short for anything. Well, yes. It's short for Pat Simplistic Feedlines. My parents were unusual people. I'm joined today by Professor Anthony Craven, Emeritus Professor of Theoretical Physics at the University of Manchester. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Professor, you've spent your life working on string theory. Perhaps you could start by explaining, in simple terms, what string theory is.
Yes, of course. Well, at its absolute simplest, string theory is a formulation of quantum gravity, where a vibration propagates in 10 dimensions, partly characterised by a non-vanishing harmonic spinner, and with the endpoints satisfying the Dirichlet boundary conditions.
I see. I wonder if, for a non-scientific audience, you could make it even more simple than that.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm so sorry. Right. In the very simplest terms, the theory is everything is made of string.
Is it?
Sorry, is that the theory or is that the case?
Is that the case?
No.
And is it the theory?
No. But you did say to make it as simple as possible.
Yes, of course, that was my fault. I zoomed you out too far. Could you try to explain it at a level somewhere in between the two?
Yes, I'll try. The theory is that some things are made of string, such as string vests, hammocks, string itself. But other things, and also all of the things I just mentioned, are made up of entities vibrating in a four-dimensional space-time compactified with a six-dimensional Calabi-Yau manifold. Does that make it clearer?
Not really.
I'm so sorry. It's just I basically got two settings, talking to scientists and talking to people. I just never worked out a third gear.
Sometimes scientists use helpful metaphors.
Ooh, do they?
Like, the universe is like an egg.
Oh, OK. Yes, the universe is like an egg.
No, you have to do your own one.
Oh, I'm sorry. The universe is like an orange.
Is it?
Yes.
In what way?
They both exist. Oh, no, hang on, we're talking about a notional orange, aren't we? So, no, there's no point of similarity at all.
Right, so the universe is utterly unlike an imaginary orange.
So far as we know.
Professor Craven, I mean, normally at this point I say thank you, but...
No, I quite understand.
Yeah, Professor Craven, goodbye.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, are you Geppetto, the toy maker?
Yes, yes, I am he.
Good. Now, look here. My wife bought a couple of your puppets last week.
Oh, wonderful. I hope you are pleased with them.
Well, not really, no.
Oh, dear. What is the matter? Have they tangled their strings? I am always worried.
No, they haven't tangled their strings. What they've done is they've turned into children.
Yes, mine did that also. Isn't it wonderful?
No, it's not wonderful.
All my life, you see, I have wished for a son, and now at
last... Well, I'm very pleased for you. The wife and I, on the other hand, have three children. That's who I bought the puppets for. Only now, suddenly, we have six children. And no puppets.
It's a miracle, I know.
It's not a miracle. Well, it is, but not in a good way. I'm very annoyed. We only wanted three children. Well, come to that, we only wanted two. So... So these days we take careful precautions, only I didn't realise that one precaution we needed to take was not buying puppets.
I'm sorry, I didn't know, you see.
On top of which, they're faulty.
Faulty?
Yes, their noses keep changing size at random. It's very unsettling.
Oh, yes, mine does that too. I've worked out it's not random. The nose grows when they lie.
When they lie?
Yes.
Have you... any idea how often small children lie?
I'm beginning to find out, yes. But perhaps with the nose thing, it will teach them not to?
I doubt it. And even if it does, that's really more of a workaround than a solution, isn't it?
Well, look, you ought to know the worst at once. If they're like mine, you would also find that their ears go transparent when they do mental arithmetic. Also, their buttocks burst into flames when they use their imagination. I'm so sorry, I've never made real children before, you see, and also I didn't know that's what I was doing this time.
Well, I'd like to return them.
Well, I'm afraid I don't do refunds, but I can offer you an exchange. We don't have any child puppets left, though.
All right, what have you got?
Let's see, a policeman, a witch, a crocodile, or the devil.
I'll stick with the children.
Oh, Pinocchio, what have I told you? No reading storybooks on the sofa.
Time now for a roundup of the sport, and today, just for fun, the world's greatest sports people were paired up randomly and competed in two events, one of their thing and one of the other person's thing, just to see what would happen. And the results are, Tiger Woods beat Serena Williams at golf, but lost to her at tennis. Ronnie O'Sullivan beat Chris Froome at snooker, but lost to him in the Tour de France. Katie Ledecky beat all 15 of the All Blacks at swimming, but lost to them at rugby. 356-3. Although the three was quite something. Yes, in fact, looking down the list, they nearly all went that way. The organisers issued a statement admitting that, on reflection, it hadn't been as fun in practice as it had sounded in the pub. But they extended their thanks to all the competitors, whom they described as surprisingly up for it. And two pairings bucked the trend. Floyd Mayweather beat Magnus Carlsen at boxing by a knockout, and then immediately went on to beat him at chess by a timeout. And it was a disappointing day for Samoa Farah, who lost both the 10,000-metre track event and the 4-mile steeplechase to a fast horse.
All right, I will now read the will. I, Jeremy Tosser, being of sound mind, but also completely Hilaire and Totes jokes, hereby revoke my previous will in which I left my vast fortune split equally between the four members of this family in favour of this new one. My entire fortune undivided, I now leave to whichever of them is the last to say the word, word, starting from... now, that is the end of the will.
Word!
Oh, Freddy.
Right, I'm first. You all heard. I'm safe.
Young Master Tosser, I'm afraid it's the last person to say it that receives the money.
Oh, OK, right, I get it now. OK, start again.
Alas, no, you lose your inheritance.
Oh, come on!
Commiserations. Shall I continue reading?
There's more.
Oh, yes. I bet Freddy's out now. Maybe Jenny too, but definitely Freddy. Oh, and to be clear, the money goes in its entirety to the fourth member of my family, whomever it may be, once the third person has said the word work.
What? Sorry, did you say
I mean, could you read that again?
Once the third person has said the word work, I think he wishes to clarify that the fourth person doesn't themselves need to say.
Oh, great. Well, I'm back in then. I never said work.
Oh, Freddy.
Oh, guys! Right, so to be clear, the word we can't say is ends with a K.
No, to be clear, the word you can't say ends with a D and you just said it. Commiserations.
What? No! You're just...
If I may continue reading. Did that get Jenny? If Jenny wasn't already out, that definitely got Jenny. And don't whinge, Jenny. I clearly said that is the end of the will. Obviously, anything after that is just me trying to screw with you. Even this, I'm still doing it. Is there anyone left? I bet Ruth's still in. Maybe David, but definitely Ruth. Go on, Ruth, say word. I know you want to. Come on. Are you really going to let me dictate what you can and cannot say, even from beyond the grave? Go on. Tell me to stick my stupid inheritance. Say word. Go on. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say word. Say it. Say it. Did she say it? No, I didn't think so. I knew she didn't have the courage of her convictions. What about that? Did that get her? Go on, say it. Say word. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Whoa! Word!
Commiserations, madam. But if I'm a wise decision, there were 6 more pages of that. And so the full £12 million goes to you, David. And I am permitted under those circumstances to skip straight to the last sentence of the will, which reads, well done, David. Good boy.
Support for John Finnemore's souvenir program comes from Americals, your one-stop shop for all your weird, complicated American needs. Choose from our hundreds and hundreds of baffling services. Every month, someone will come round and swap your shoelaces into the other shoes. Maybe you need that. With a click of a button, have a simple, professionally designed list of trees in your area sent directly to Ted Danson. Perhaps that will help with things. Or why not simply allow one of our experienced advisors to shout your name into a box, seal it up, and throw it into a river? Do you need that? You're an American podcast listener, so maybe. But if you don't like it, no problem. Everyone in America swaps places and we start again. Americals. Because good doesn't have to be best. But it can be now because of what we're doing, which makes the good better and the best more.
Yes, Gary.
You know, in the pub quiz sketch earlier...
Yeah?
Can you teach me that rhyme about the capitals?
No, sorry, Gary. There isn't really a whole rhyme.
There is. I heard you.
No, I just did a couple of lines and then I went... in between.
Ah.
Sorry.
So just to check, if I asked you, say, what's the capital of Slovenia?
Well... Since you asked me to name the capital of Slovenia, I believe I may be able to furnish you with the information you request. In Slovakia, the capital, of course, is Bratislava. Dublin is in Ireland, or Era, if you'd rather. Lisbon is in Portugal, Madrid's next door in Spain. Brussels is in Belgium, Kiev's in the Ukraine. Sofia's in Bulgaria, and while you're in the area, there's Chisinau, Moldova, and Athens down in Greece. Then there's Bucharest, Romania, Tirana in Albania, and Sarajevo, Bosnia, now happily at peace. The Netherlands has Amsterdam, Malta has Valletta, Oslo's up in Norway, I suggest you take a sweater. Pristina is in Kosovo, although I am afraid it's not recognised in Serbia, so don't sing this in Belgrade. San Marino is its own one, cause it's just a little fella. Andorra is the same, except they stick on a lapella. Luxembourg and Monaco are similarly dinky. Hungary has Budapest, Finland has Helsinki. There's Skopje, Macedonia, there's Tallinn in Estonia. Montenegro's Podgorica, I've said that right, I hope. Rome, of course, in Italy, and nestled in it prettily. The Vatican, a city-state in which you'll find the Pope. Lithuania has Vilnius, and now I'm sure you're eager for the capital of Latvia, so here you go, it's Riga. Copenhagen is in Denmark, Minsk's in Belarus. It was once called Belarusia, but that's fallen out of use. Now, the capital of Switzerland's a tricky one to learn. Is it Zurich or Geneva? Well, no, actually, it's Bern. Warsaw is in Poland. Why not visit it today? Prague's Czech Republic. London's the UK. Reykjavik's in Iceland. Another very nice land is Sweden. Visit Stockholm if you ever get the chance. Vaduz you'll find in Liechtenstein. Vienna, home of Wittgenstein, is Austria. And Paris is the capital of France. Berlin is in Germany, Zagreb is in Croatia. We're going to ignore the ones that partly lie in Asia. So no Russia and no Kazakhstan, no Turkey, no Armenia. Just Nicosia in Cyprus and Ljubljana in Slovenia. Ljubljana.
Thanks.
Good night.
John Finnemore's souvenir programme was written and performed by John Finnemore, with Margaret Cavon-Smith, Simon Kane, Laurie Lewin and Carrie Quinlan. Original music was composed by Susanna Pierce and performed by Susanna Pierce and Sally Stairs. The producer was Ed Morrish and it was a BBC Studios production. There now follows a special message to the people who are, at this very moment, composing a tweet to John pointing out that the capital of the Netherlands is actually The Hague. Message reads, "Easy tigers, it's not. The Hague's the seat of government, but the capital is Amsterdam." Message ends.